time ago.
Oh, this is nice.
The Lebanese Leprechaun in the Skyline Studios here at 720 WGN. Our next guest, I've known him for a very long time. Saturday, March 14th is the Downtown Irish Parade, which means they dye the river green. Two families have been doing this since 1962, the Rowan family and the Butler family. And joining us back in studio, one of the guys who will be dyeing the river, representing the Rowan family, it is Tom Rowan. It's good to see you.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Thank you for wearing green.
It's only appropriate.
You are wearing the coat, the green coat that you dye the river in, and you have orange marks on there.
Yeah, it's
because that is the dye. It's orange.
The dye is orange before it gets wet. Yes.
Before we get to that, I want you to take me back to 1962. Was it your father that started this?
Yes, my dad was commander of the police marine unit.
Okay.
And the illustrious first Mayor Daley decided that he to do something special because he felt the city was something special, which it is. He wanted to dye the lake green.
So Mayor Daley says, okay, we want to dye Lake Michigan green.
Exactly.
Let's just do it.
And the mayor, not used to hearing the word no.
No.
Caused a lot of trepidation. So people
were scrambling, weren't they?
Oh, they were telling,
how do we dye the Lake Michigan?
It can't be done.
No.
A little trivia, that in the days when the terrorists were worried, there was a rumor they were going to drop cyanide out by the intake. Mm-hmm. And they said they could drop 10 55-gallon drums, and by the time it got to the city, it would be purified. So dyeing the lake was out of the question. So
okay.
The second best was the Chicago River.
Who came up with the river idea?
I think it was a combination of Bill Berry and my father and probably Mike Butler worked for the city. Now, we've done this, this is the disclaimer. We have never been paid anything. This is all
right.
Guys
this
volunteer.
This is your love of the city.
We do it for tradition. And Rowans and Butlers, as I said, it's been 62 years. The plumbers sponsored the parade. And they just started to get involved with the dyeing the river in the last few years. Usually it was just the Butlers and the Rowans. We had two boats, and we did our little thing, and we're done in 45 minutes.
How many people showed up in 1962?
Oh, no. It's always been jammed. Thousands.
Really?
Thousands. I remember when they changed the parade route from Dearborn Street to Grant Park. And we're coming down the river, and we get there early, and I'm whining. I think, oh, man, it's freezing. Nobody's going to be here at 7:30 in the morning. And we turned into coming out of the North Branch to the main drag, and they're lined up already.
It's
7:30. I said, get a life. My God.
We are on the 18th floor overlooking the river, but usually I'm down there right by the Hyatt. That's where mm-hmm. you guys, that's where you start. It's the coolest thing to see. And all thousands of people screaming and the music's playing. It's so much fun.
You know, as I told you, we used to do a dose and we'd come up and see if we missed any. And we'd wait a while. And I can't tell you, the people from all over the world would just come up and say, man, one man I can remember, he came up running. I thought there was a problem. And he wanted to know where he could buy a camera. And I can't tell you what country it was. It was Scandinavian country. He said, they will not believe what you Americans do to the river for St. Patrick's Day. And it's just a fun time. It
right,
really is.
Of course.
And back then it was, a family-oriented thing, and we just did our stuff. And when we first started, we used to clean up in the slop sink at the sanitation at the North Branch of the river, in a cold sink at that.
And how many siblings do you have?
I'm one of nine.
One of nine. Okay, where do you fit in the group?
The only way I can do this is Billy, Margie, Tommy, Michael, Richardson. I'm the third.
Isn't that funny when you have a big family? Dyad, Steve, Mary, John, Pete, Mark, Greg, Jamie, Dave, Liz, Kate. There's
exactly.
my family
exactly.
right there. Yeah.
And God forbid you miss one on the countdown.
Oh, no, you can't. No, you've been
exactly.
doing it for so many years.
Exactly, yeah.
But any other siblings that have helped you over the years?
Oh, sure. My brother Robert, my brother David.
Okay.
And then the next generation is coming in, young Mike Rowan. Has dipped himself into it a couple different times. So
who is Mike Rowan? Who is he?
Mike Rowan is my brother Mike's son,
okay.
Michael Jr. And it just
the new generation of the Rowans. He's probably better looking.
Let's not push it. But yeah, it's amazing. Most of us are city workers, but we have nothing to do with the plumbers union. And I mean, not that that's a bad thing. But
you just do it on your own.
We do it, yeah.
So how did Mike Butler, back in 1962, you said that your father did the, what was it, his job title?
My dad was head of the Marine unit, the police Marine unit.
Okay, so that's a water unit. So right. How did Mike Butler?
Well, Mike worked, I wish Butler could have
made it. I know it's a long time ago.
He was also a city worker, and he had responsibilities with the port authorities.
Okay.
And that's the best of my recollection. So he was involved in it from almost the get-go.
So you guys dive the river. Do the Rowans and Butlers then just party all day?
We tend to celebrate our good work. You know, it's only appropriate.
I told you, we're right above Lizzie McNeil's, right down there in McClurg Court. So you can go down there. I know the owner, Johnny Wren, if you want to stop by there.
Okay. Yeah. Get me your business card so I can sign your name on the bill.
I'll just text Johnny during commercials. Tom Rowan's here. The process of dyeing the river. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, it's so crazy how you guys do this, because you think it would be so complicated using dye and everything. It's not that way, is it?
It's the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid.
Right. Yes. And we're in Chicago. You got to keep it simple so we can go and have some beer and
or something.
Celebrate.
Yes.
Tom Rowan's here. He's going to be dyeing the river on Saturday. What time does that happen if people want to come out?
Nine-ish, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. 9 o'clock. I want to say I got down here probably at 7:30, quarter to 8, when I brought my son here 2 years ago. And we hung out, and there was already, you know, hundreds of people, thousands.
Crowds.
Yeah.
Start early.
But, you know, you can stand anywhere. That's the thing, and you have a great sight line.
Exactly.
And what would you say, the bridge, to stand on the bridge? To see it best?
I don't want to say that because I missed the last meeting. Last year, they didn't let anybody get on the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Because they had, was it last year? Whatever. A couple of kids were dared to jump and they did.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
Got right out, but it was, they didn't realize how cold the water was.
Jeez. You don't want to jump in the Chicago River. You don't know what's in there.
It's much better than it was.
I mean,
it's really clean now, but back in the day, it was...
Tom Rowan's here. He's going to be dyeing the river on Saturday. We'll run through that process next on 720 WGN. He'll be dyeing the river green on Saturday. In studio with us is Tom Rowan. It's the Rowans and the Butlers. They've been doing it since 1962. You know, we're on the 18th floor here on Wacker and Columbus, overlooking the Chicago River. And I look down and I see that the river is green.
A pale green.
It is a pale green. You dye the river Kelly green.
It is a bright green. And not to leave the plumbers out, they're actively involved in dyeing the river also now.
Of course. Yes, definitely so. Can you tell us about the process? Because you would think that you would drop something green in the river to turn the river green, but it's not.
No, it is. The powder is orange until it gets wet, and then it turns this very, very bright green. In fact, going back in the days, they say, the first time my father opened the bucket, and he saw the powder was orange, and he had thought that someone pulled a switch to embarrass the mayor.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
you're
he had never seen it until he got it and opened it, and here it is, this orange as orange can be.
Yeah.
And then, fortunately, it got a little wet, and he saw that it turned green immediately.
It looks like tang, right? An orange tang.
Correct. Yes.
It's a powder.
Yes.
And who came up with this? It's vegetarian-based or vegetable-based?
Well, we're all sworn to secrecy, but I can tell you that it has passed the city EPA, the county EPA,
yep,
the state. In fact, about 10 years ago, they flew us over to Ireland, and we did the River Liffey in Dublin. So it's also passed international standards.
Okay, that's awesome.
Oh, it was cool. That was cool.
How many cities do this, like Chicago?
Nobody. Nobody does like us.
Well, I understand that, but are there any other cities like Boston? Do they dye the river?
Not that I know. I know one person contacted me years ago and said, well, you know, you don't really have to come down. You can just tell us what it is, and, you know, we'll get it for you. And I said to her, she was down in Florida. I won't mention the city. I said, you know, I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. I said, if you want us to come down, that's great. We don't charge anything. Mm-hmm. And then we'll dye the river. So we never heard from her again.
I don't understand that, because you do it for free. Because it's fun to you and you enjoyed it. It's a love for you.
We have a ball. I mean, we really do. And you meet the nicest people. But obviously, Chicago is the nicest city in the country. But you meet so many nice people from all over the world who just get the biggest kick out of this when we do it with the plumbers.
People are texting in right now. I just got a, hi, Pete. My co-worker's husband is an iron worker. He took this shot. I mean, it's a beautiful shot of down the river, you know, Kelly Green. You're going to see so many of those on Facebook on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, they did it on the, I can't tell you who, not that I won't. They did a shot, and it was on the back of a magazine. And it was taken, obviously, from up here, you know, this kind of height. And it's just so cool. And we always hope that it's a sunny day because it just makes so much nicer.
Absolutely.
You know, when the sun is on it. And depending on the wind, it'll last a few days. If the wind is coming, particularly if the wind is coming out of the west, because the locks are not really open yet, so the water doesn't dissipate. So it's good for days.
So will it last to St. Patrick's Day, which is Tuesday? So you dye it on Saturday to Tuesday? You just don't know?
Depending on the weather. If it's not windy and there's not a big current with the lake, I mean with the river.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. Tell me about when they wanted you to come over to Dublin to dye the river.
It was in connection with a movie, and they asked us if we would do it, so they
did. You think it was a real phone call? Somebody calls your house?
No, we had been Mike Butler contacted us, so he had legitimatized it. So we dyed the river on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, before St. Patrick's Day, and we were done by 5 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, we caught a British Air flight to London, and then London to Dublin.
Wow.
And they don't mess around over there. They party all week.
Oh, yeah.
But they couldn't have been nicer. But it was the same thing when we had two boats that time, and we opened the cans, and people saw the orange, and particularly over there, it was rather a sensitive issue. There was a lot of booing until we started, and they saw the green, then it went from boos to hurrah.
Right. How do you get the orange stuff over to Ireland? Did you put it in your suitcase plastic? How does that work?
We shipped it, you know, under lock and key. But the delivery was just like us here. I mean, it was, except it goes into the ocean over there. But
right.
it was well received. And we had a celebrity greetings when we were all done.
I love Ireland. I went there once 3 years ago, and I can't wait to get back because people in Dublin, they just love Americans.
They do. They drive on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, they do. You get used to that. But, yeah, you can take Ubers over there, too. Tell me about the powder right now. Where is it? Are they making the batches for Saturday?
Well, it's not a batch. I mean, it's not like we mix it with other stuff. I'm sure the plumbers have it.
Okay.
And then
is it in a vault somewhere? Where does it come from? Does somebody make it?
It's local. No.
Let me explain to people. I've known you, Tom, a long time. I feel like there is a certain code when it comes to things with you.
It's kind of like
Irish code.
It's like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So,
I mean, we'll talk. We talked last week, and there are certain things he's like, I can't tell you that. Pete.
No, you
I'm
can't.
Sorry. No,
it's local.
Okay. It's local.
Yeah.
I like that. So I mean, you keep everything local.
Yeah, in the city. That's what counts.
Tell me about the feeling. So you get in a speedboat, and you drop the orange stuff in the river, and then you take the boat, and you go in circles.
There's a couple boats that the plumbers supply, and they churn up the water. The only bad part is you have no idea how bone-chilling cold it is. And I'm not complaining. I'm just it's a statement of fact. It's just because you're on the river,
yep.
And God forbid the wind is coming right down the winter.
Of course it is. It's Chicago.
Exactly.
It always is.
And you're numb for hours.
Right.
But it's fun. It really is. It's worth it. I mean, it's fun.
And you're orange afterwards because
everywhere.
The wind is blowing. So
everywhere.
Do you shower? Or do you go straight to a luncheon?
No. I always remember the years ago, I wear contacts. And the stuff is totally harmless. I mean, it really is. And we were down at Dirty Dick's on the river.
Okay.
And I'm talking with this young lady, and she goes, you have the greenest eyes I've ever seen. And I'm thinking, okay, she can't be that inebriated, but I know I have brown eyes. And I didn't know it. I didn't realize it was one of the first times after I got contacts. And the funny part was I went across the dance floor. There was very few people there. The crowd hadn't started. And there was a little kid about, I'm going to say, 7 or 8, just staring at me. And I didn't think. Well, then when I came back, on the dance floor,
right.
they had black lights, so my eyes were glowing like a zombie.
My gosh.
Thank God the kid didn't soil himself. He was terrified watching me. You know? And then I realized when she saw I had green eyes, the powder was in my contacts.
So do you wear goggles now?
No.
Have you learned? You don't care?
Never, no.
Do you wear anything over your teeth in case you get orange teeth?
In fact, one of the big things we used to do is I'd say to somebody, smile, and they'd smile, and I'd just use my finger and run it across their teeth, and they would turn green. I mean, it's harmless. I mean, we would never do that.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
And people will know. If you go around Chicago and you have orange on your body, they know that you're part of that crew.
And it's just a fun time for everybody.
And where do you live? Do you live in the city? And do the Butlers live in the city?
Out in Beverly.
Okay. The Butlers live in the city too?
Yes.
Okay.
All of us were all city workers, so we live in the city. So it was Mike and his family were city workers, so.
I love it, man. And what a great tradition here in Chicago.
It is.
It is. And I love that two families started this when Mayor Daley, number one, said, okay, we're going to dye the lake green. Hold on, Mr. Mayor.
I have no idea what the conversation was because I'm sure they had to get him in a good mood before he'd agree to not do it.
Can you imagine saying no to that guy?
Well, they says, well, you have to get a permit. Back in the day, if Mayor Day said do it, it was okay. You just
right.
You do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you worry about things.
That's how
like
it
that.
Was back in 1962.
Yes.
I love it. It's great to see you.
Thank you. It's good
and,
to see you. Good to
I
be
am,
here.
I have to fly to New York on Saturday. I'm going to miss this.
Well, you got a better offer, huh? Is that what you think?
No, I have things to do out east, but...
Well, we'll probably have... Usually, there's 40 or 50 New York coppers that come.
Oh, definitely so. This. New York firefighters, and they're at Lizzie McNeil's. They're
when I was on the job, I had taken leave, and I was the chief in Cicero, and so we escorted a lot of policemen around in a couple of cars, and then... This guy called me, and he had no idea where he was.
Really?
I mean, he was on the south side somewhere.
Of course. Anyway. They just end up anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And they
and
nice.
They always end up at Butch McGuire's, too, on
that
Division.
Too. Sure.
Which is
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tom Rowan, thank you for coming in.
It was my pleasure.
Happy
thank
St. Patrick's
for,
Day. And,
thinking of us.
God bless you and your family. It's good to see
thank you.
Coming up next, we have the Queen of the St. Patty's Day Parade coming in next. It's 720 WGN.